Pelican of mercy, Jesus, Lord and God, cleanse me, wretched sinner, in thy precious blood, blood whereof one drop, for mankind outpoured, might from all transgression have the world restored. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And last of all, each year, but for the whole of this month, we honor the mystery of our Lord's precious blood. By now, of course, we're reduced to a skeleton crew. Everybody's probably a little bit tired out. We'll have the solemnity on the Sunday so the people might remember and honor this precious devotion. But today is the day itself of the feast, and today we remember the contretemps, the attempt which was just successful for a short amount of time to drive the Pope out of Rome, Pius IX, fleeing from the Masonic revolutionaries, the prayers in honor of the precious blood, the promise made, and his restoration. And we pray that now that the Pope is gone from Rome for so very, very long, nevertheless, by this devotion, by the offering of the precious blood, the restoration might still come. We might have the joy to see it. Someone asked last week about when we would be singing at the High Mass this summer his own favorite hymn, which is the Adoro Te Devote. And as it happened, the hymn was scheduled, the beautiful Eucharistic hymn. Sometimes you use it as a thanksgiving after Holy Communion. We sang it at the offertory last Sunday. My own favorite verse of that hymn is the sixth. I don't think that we got up to it, though. Father Cicada was afraid that the singers would be tired by then, the people would, and we had better switch to organ at that point. But I often remember it, and I pray it myself sometimes for what happens last of all at the priest's communion. After the Father has consumed the precious blood, but before the server approaches for the ablutions, the pouring of the wine, and then the wine and the water. And of course, that all reminds us again of what happened at the end, how the water and then the water followed the blood, that everything had been shed by our Savior, by His Sacred Heart. The priest at the Mass receives the chalice a second time to drain the last drop. And you who are last drop people, I want to tell you about that today and to suggest that for a devotion for your Mass and a devotion for your month. Why that last drop? I mean, at Calvary, the last drop from out his pierced side, and then the water came to show there was nothing left to be shed. And why that impatience on Christ's part? At the very start, the baby boy is only 8 days old, and he submits to the Old Testament rite of circumcision, and the first drops of his blood are shed. Cuius una stilla, just one drop of that blood already at the beginning, on the eighth day, would have been enough to wash all the world of all of its sin. And yet, when the time came for the Passion, our Lord is so impassioned with love for his Father and for us, his brethren, that he is not satisfied until he has shed the last drop. And the mere thought of it, the agony of that, makes him shed so much blood already. Not the blood that will save us, but he sheds that blood in anticipation, a holy eagerness, as it were, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then all throughout his Passion, he's shedding blood at every step and is left there. It's left there on the chains that bound him at night. It's left there on the soldiers' clothes, on the steps of the praetorium, on the lashes, the whips, the crown of thorns. It drips from his hands and his feet and the wound in his shoulder all the way up to Calvary. Soldiers who jostle him, they get blood on them. And finally, there at the cross, it drips from out his five holy wounds. Why so many drops of blood? One might almost be tempted with Judas to ask, save it were Judas. Why this waste, O Lord? Remember Mary Magdalene pouring out all of her perfume, thousands of dollars worth, and all of her tears at the Savior's feet before, just before Palm Sunday. And the apostles want to know, why this waste? And only one answer is possible. For our Lord, for those who love him, dare I say indeed, for the devout who never want not to solemnize his feasts or keep him company. And the answer always is love. And that's the nature of love, isn't it? That love must give all. If that alone were the lesson of July's great feast on the first of the month and devotion throughout the month, it would be enough. Excess of love. And in the light of that, I mean in the light of that last drop, which he insisted on shedding, I have to ask myself, because I do grow a bit weary with my sacrifices at times, can I continue to measure them out? Can I continue to weigh my gifts, to get the scale out, and make sure I don't give him too much, or pray, looking at my watch, lest I should overdo it? Can I continue to count the cost? Can I continue to cut down a little bit here and a little bit there? Father Chicada tells its story years ago when they still used to serve meals on airlines, how some pencil pusher at American Airlines figured out that if you cut one olive out of each salad you gave to the people, you would save how many thousands of, tens of thousands of dollars in the course of a year. And so, of course, they cut out the olive. But then eventually, they cut out the whole meal. And that's what happens once you start the path of niggardliness. That's a good old word. Cheapness is what it means from the Scandinavian. Rather, I must say, as I look at his blood, Lord, thou gavest all. Take all. This is a good reminder for us, isn't it? At the very end of a tiring year and at the start of this beautiful month of his blood. Let me promise here at this Mass on this day to be a little bit more generous. And if I look into the chalice of my offerings and I find there's one drop left, it's not for me. It is for thee, dear Lord, and yes, I will press it yet to my lips, and I will drain it. Nothing for me, all for thee, my Jesus, who did shed every last drop of thy blood for me. Pelican of mercy, Jesus, Lord and God, cleanse me, wretched sinner, in thy precious blood, blood whereof one drop for mankind outpoured, might from all transgression have the world restored. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.